Well, it's Wednesday night. That's right, it's Wednesday night, and time for Vista Panther basketball here on High Tech Radio. My name is Bill Rupp, and I'm here at the gymnasium at Rancho Christian High School in Temecula, which is not very far from where I live in Fallbrook, and a little bit farther from Vista, but it's not as bad as going all the way up to San Fernando Valley as the Panthers had to do last year in the state playoff. This is the state playoff, and let's get some information about these two teams. The Rancho Christian team are the Eagles. They are either 27-4 or 26-4. I think I've read both figures, and I couldn't figure it out. The fact is they've only lost four games by a total of about 26 points. And those were all good teams they lost to. And they were 10-0 in their league. They're nationally ranked 149th out of heaven knows how many thousand high schools in the country. And in California, they are the 22nd ranked. That's by maxpreps.com. The Vista Panthers are 23-8. I have 22-8 here, but I think it's 23-8. But I'm being a little vague on the one-loss records, but that's it, 23-8. They were 8-2 in league, losing only to a very good San Marcos team twice, and they are rated 75th. Now, let's see. I believe we're going to have the – okay, I thought maybe we'd have the national anthem, but I think we're going to have – let's see. Yes, we're going to have the national anthem. So bear with us. Star-Spangled Banner, sung very well by a girl singing group from Rancho Christian High School. Okay, now we're going to have... Well, a little invocation. This is, after all, a parochial school. Now, we can get the starting lineups. Not that it's a big mystery for Vista, but I'll still call their names and numbers as they are come out. Oh, this is a little different. Micaiah Morris will be starting. He usually comes off the bench fairly, very frequently. And number three, a senior, a four-year varsity player, Tara Samuels, number three. I think he's going to one of the Eastern schools. And here is number four, also a senior, Tavari Perdue. And here is Isaiah Morris, Micaiah Morris's brother. And finally, Shane Coates, number 24. Here's why Micaiah Morris is starting. Jordan Hillsock, one of the great players for Vista this year, is not suited up. All right, number two, Jordan Montgomery. This is for the Rancho Christian. Number 32, Isaiah Knox. Number 20, K.D. Redfield. Number four, Evan Mobley. And finally, number three, Isaiah Mobley. So we have a couple of brothers on both teams. Well, this is not good for Vista because one of their best players, Jordan Hillsock, is not suited up. He's here. So I don't know what the situation is, but he's not going to play. This is the state, California State CIF, the California Interscholastic Federation playoff first round. Now, the Eagles, number three, Mobley, is, I think, 6'9". And number four, Evan Mobley, is 6'10". So the Eagles will have a big height advantage over the Panthers. And the two teams are out on the court. Vista is in red uniforms with black numerals and trim. And the Eagles, white uniforms. And I think that's, is it navy, navy gold? Navy and gold. Navy blue and gold. All right, here is the tip off, and yes, the big guy gets controls the tip. Number two, Montgomery. Eagles in the front court. Jordan Montgomery hands to Knox. And moving the ball around the outside. The other Mobley. And there is a drive. No, hands off to Mobley again. And underneath the basket. And that's good. That's Isaiah Mobley. Boy, we've got two Isaiahs in the court today. 2-0. Vista in the front court. Over to Isaiah Mobley. Isaiah Morris. Now, Samuels, he's driving. And passes out, and Isaiah Morris did a nice drive, but he couldn't get it in. And at the other end, a short jump shot, no good, and the putback by Isaiah Mobley. So it's 4-0. Vista is still looking for their first point, and there is a shot, no good by. That was Coates. Eagles control. Down there, Montgomery. Into Mobley. Mobley number three. And he is fouled. Going up for a shot right under the basket. And that's going to be Tavari Perdue, who is charged with the personal foul. That, I think, is going to be a two-shot. Yeah, it's going to be a two-shot foul. That is good. Isaiah Mobley. Has one more coming. And makes that one. So he has 6 points. In fact, he has all 6 points that have been scored by both teams. Vista, front court. Samuels with the ball over to Isaiah. Isaiah is hands to, oh, a very nice play. Over to Samuels, who under the basket puts it in. And at the other end, a block shot. Yeah, that was not a foul. Just a block shot. but the Eagles will put it back in play. Montgomery going to pass it in to Isaiah Mobley. And there is there's a drive by Evan Mobley. Whistle. Let's see who gets that personal foul. And that is Taurus Samuels. So Evan Mobley shooting the free throw. No. These guys have only lost four games all year. And two very good teams. All right, this again, he makes this one. Evan Mobley. It is now 7-2. Vista trailing. Carter Starnes is in for the Panthers. And there is a pass out, and Panthers retain possession on that rebound. Here's Samuels, over to Isaiah Morris, and he almost, well, he did lose it for a second, but got it back, and he's going to shoot. Oh, in and out. Rebound. Eagles. That was Isaiah Mobley on the rebound. And another personal foul. I think that is Carter Starnes. And we're going to have a timeout. Score is now 7-2. A little under 6 minutes to go in this first quarter. And that's going to be a shooting situation. Well, I was going to add up all the games we've done this year on High Tech Radio for Vista. It was all 10 league games. The playoff game, CIF, San Diego section playoff game, which Vista lost narrowly to Mission Bay, and this one, and two up in Laverne, and quite a few, about 20. We did 21 last year. Can't do them all, especially when you have all the tournament games. Eagles back on the court. And here's Vista. Vista will have to do some fancy shooting, no doubt. Isaiah Knox will be at the free throw line for Rancho Christian. 4:53 remaining in this first quarter. He'll get two shots. He shoots. No, no good. Get another. Rancho Christian leading 7-2. His shot is no good. Vista controls. Isaiah Morris specifically in the front court. Over to his brother Micaiah. Isaiah Morris again has the ball. Passed into the corner, far corner to Micaiah. Then Isaiah Morris. He's going to drive. He tries to put it up. Oh, that I think was, I think that was Coates put it in. Meanwhile, at the other end, Evan Mobley put it in. I'm going to give that one to Shane Coates until I'm corrected on that. So Vista in the front court, leading or trailing 9-4. There's a shot. Good. Pointer by Taurus Samuels. Eagles. There's a drive. Nice. Turnaround hook shot there by Mobley. Isaiah Mobley. He has 8 points. 11-6. Around 3.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Panthers with the ball into Starnes and out, and no good, and a rebound by Isaiah Mobley. And there is a drive by Jordan Montgomery. He's fouled. Let's see who got that one. Okay, five. Isaiah Morris. So this will be Montgomery. Trying to get a free throw. First shot. Good. Substitution here, Flynn. Michael Flynn comes in for Vista. And let's see, Fletcher Pope. Second shot, no good. And Cora Samuels rebounds. He's not that tall. He's going to drive. Oh, they say it was last touched by Vista. Cora Samuels as he drove in, and it was knocked away. But now here's Vista putting a little backcourt pressure defensively. Redfield is in for the Eagles. And the ball is stolen by Isaiah Morris. And he puts it in and is fouled. Let's see who is charged. Number two, Jordan Montgomery, his first personal foul. It's now 12-8. Vista can come within a point. Vista is capable of beating these teams with the big guys, so they've got to shoot well all the time. And that is a free throw of Sam Morris. Carter Starnes in for Vista, I think I said that. I believe that's going to be on Isaiah Morris. Three. Well, I thought it was, okay. I guess that's Torres Samuel. Eagles. And there is a couple. Finally. I think that was three, a dunk at the end. You just can't, there's no way you can hold off these guys who are 6'8", 6'9". And that lay-in attempt is no good by the Eagles. Vista brings it down. Torres Samuel is going to... And that is a personal foul against, number one. Yes, that's Stefan Ark. And it'll be an inbound situation for Vista. 2:06 to go in first quarter. And there is Flynn. Long shot, no good. Rebound Isaiah Mobley. Eagles can bring it down. And Isaiah. Isaiah Mobley tried to put it in, but it was knocked away. And they say last touch by the Eagles. All right. Devari Perdue will be inbounding the ball. Here come the Panthers. They're down by 5, 14-9. Under 2 minutes to go, first quarter. That is Samuels with the ball. Hands to Isaiah Morris. And Flynn has the ball now. Isaiah Morris, he's going to drive. Oh, and a nice drive. It didn't get it in. Here is Montgomery now. And the ball... number 22, Turner, loses control of it. Vista with the ball. And let's see, that is... Well, that was a real nice try by Pope, but it was knocked away by the Eagles. And who's out? Ball out of bounds, controlled, red touch by Vista. And in is 22. McKee Taylor. Eagles inbound the ball. Here's Montgomery. Guarded by Samuels. Taylor guards him now. It's 20-22. Going to tell you. And, well, a nice play by three. Isaiah Mobley was closely guarded, but the guy's 6'10". You know, if you're 6 feet or 6'2 even, how can you guard him? He was able to get in. Flynn now for Vista with the ball. Isaiah Morris. This is ball of Flynn's a... Oh, a three-pointer. It didn't want to go up, but finally did. By Samuel. He now has eight. And there is a steal by... Let's see, that was Jabari Perdue, and he's fouled. So Jordan Montgomery gets his second foul. Kyle Morris comes in, and his brother Isaiah sits down for the Panthers. Whoa. Long, long shot from center court, but didn't get in. And that's the end of the first quarter, 16-12. This was trailing by four. Now, let me see if I've got all these right. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, 16. Yep. I've got it right for the Eagles. And for Vista, 6, 8, 10, 11. I guess it's 2, 4, 6, 9, 12. Well, I've got, I'm off by 1 point somehow. So we're about ready to go into the second quarter of the California CIF playoff. There's a ramp down there. There's a ramp down there. Some people didn't know there was a ramp at the other end. So I want to help them out. This will start this second quarter. They're down by four. McKee Taylor inbound to Samuels. Oh, and there's a long pass back to Micaiah, and he is bumped. All right, so that is 22, Luke Turner. I'm hearing a lot of scratching in my ear. I hope it's okay. Vista with the ball. Micaiah Morris into... Micaiah Morris gets the... and a nice try. That was a speed to coast, but he just couldn't do it. The Eagles in the front court. Okay, that is... Now, that's going to be a long shot by Montgomery. He makes it. All right, Montgomery of... See, Montgomery now has three. And Vista lost the ball there, so Rancho Christian again with the ball. And there is a two-shotter by Mobley, Evan Mobley. Here come the Panthers. Now 9 points behind. And that is Isaiah Morris over to Taylor. And he gets out to Purdue. Isaiah Morris. He drives. And it is knocked away. Somebody lost a shoe. Well, I don't know why that wasn't a... Is that a foul? That should have been, I think. Anyway, Vista will get the ball. They're trailing 21-12. All right, here come the Panthers now. They're behind. They're down one of their best players tonight, Jordan Hilsock. Ball on the outside, and there's Flynn. And it is fed into Coates, but he can't put it in. Here comes Rancho Christian. There's a whistle, and I'm afraid that's going to be a personal foul. Oh, boy. That's the third personal foul on Sora Samuel by my count. He stays in there. And a shot, no good. And out of bounds. Vista will inbound. 5:39 to go in the first half, 21-12. All right, now Isaiah Morris is sitting down. Okay, here comes Matt Rivera. And Vista does not have too many starters, although they're all good players. In the front court, Rivera. Over to Samuels. There is Flynn. Who's he going to throw to? Back to Samuels. Samuels drives. And Rivera has the ball. There's a shot. 2-point jump shot. Good by for Samuels. So he has 10. Score with 5:07 to go in the first half is 21-14. And as I've said, and it's a cliche, but it's true. If you got a kid who's 6'10", another one who's 6'9", and you're up against guys who maybe have one guy 6'5", and the others no taller than 6'3", it's really hard to defend them. If you've only got one big guy, like Antoine January of Taft High last year, Williams of which high school was it? Mission Hill. Vista has beaten those guys, but these guys got a whole bunch. Montgomery now with the ball. And now there's Montgomery, and that's three. 24-14. Micaiah Morris with the ball for the Panthers. Back to Morris, over to Rivera. Then to, let's see, who is that? It doesn't matter because it's now Flynn. Flynn shoots. Oh, no. Ball is on the floor, and they are going to say it's a jump ball. 4:29 to go, first half. 10-point lead. And Isaiah Morris back in for Vista. And Luke Turner, who's just a freshman, he's about 6'5". He comes in for the Eagles. And Turner, the number one, Yep, drive, puts it in. Park, 26-14. This is certainly misses Jordan Hillstock. Panthers looking for an opening. There is a long shot, no good by Isaiah Morris. And a shot, no good. Long one. But he got with number one, Stephen Park, with 28-14. Vista now down by 14. And that is a three-pointer for Vista for Samuels. 3.5 minutes to go. Rancho Christian with the ball. And there is Montgomery shooting. No good. And Vista's able to control on the rebound. Morris. And it goes out of bounds. Ah, Vista will get the ball. Shane Coates comes back in. Isaiah Morris. No, Isaiah Morris is in. Long shot, no good. Rebound to the Panthers, or rather to the Eagles, I'm sorry. Montgomery now with the ball. Over to Knox. A shot by 22. That's Turner. That's a three, so it's 31-17. Official timeout. The net is was kind of caught, so they somebody jumped up and did that. Taylor in for Vista. Samuel's going to sit down. Vista needing some points. There is Micaiah Morris. And over to Rivera. Isaiah Morris, Micaiah Morris, and a drive by Isaiah Morris, and it was knocked down by one of those big guys, and they say last touch by Vista. That was a nice drive, but my gosh, you got a guy 6'10 towering over you. Eagles ahead 31-17, 2 minutes to go, first half. And Montgomery to Park. Back to Montgomery. He's going to drive. And he doesn't get it, but he passes it over to Mobley, Evan Mobley, and he puts it in. So it's 33-17. Here is, let's see, Isaiah Morris. And he feeds it in to Coates. And Coates puts it in. So it's 33-19. Eagles, front court. And there is Eagles with the ball still. And a long shot. No good. That was by Turner. Just to bring it down. And a whistle. I think that went off the foot of one of the Eagles, so Vista will get the ball. 101 to go. First half, 33-19. Long inbound pass into the backcourt to Isaiah, or rather to, a nice drive and a basket by Samuel. 33-21, last minute in this first half. And the Eagles are not in a great hurry to score. Oh, it's taken by Taylor. Took it away from one of the big guys there. Here is Isaiah Morris. Samuels and back to Morris. 20 seconds to go. Just would like to make a couple, to put in a couple points, at least get it down to 10. And there is, no, I thought that Taylor was going to shoot, but he puts it back. And that is personal foul on Montgomery. Just bringing it down. And I think Isaiah Morris' shot was deflected just a little bit. So that's the end of the first half at 33-21. And I'm going to have to check the scoring here. Vista did not do well in that second quarter. Okay, this is Bill Ruff. We're High Tech Radio, and I'm going to go down and check the scoring because I know I'm off a little bit. Just trailing badly here at halftime.
Thank you.
This is iTech Radio. We are at halftime. Vista trailing the Rancho Christian Eagles by a score of 33-21. This is Bill Rupp. I will be back in just about 4 minutes with the scoring and second half action. iTech Radio will be with you in about another minute with the scoring from the first half and all the action from the second half. All right, this is High Tech Radio bringing you Vista Panther basketball. This is the first round of the California Interscholastic Federation State Playoffs. And Vista trailing badly here in the after two quarters of play. The Eagles from Rancho Christian High School here in Temecula leading the Vista Panthers 33-21. Here's the scoring for the Eagles. Stephen Park, 4. Jordan Montgomery, 7. Isaiah Mobley, 12. Evan Mobley, 7. And Luke Turner, 3. For Vista, Torres Samuels, 14. Isaiah Morris, 3. Shane Coates, 4. Not much scoring for Vista. And I have to point out that Vista, it was without one of its leading players, Jordan Hillsoff. He's here, but in street clothes. And I have no idea what the reason is. There are various possibilities. But all that's important now is that Jordan Hilstock is not on the court. How much difference would he make? Well, I think he'd make a difference. Whether enough to turn the score around is pretty hard to say. All right, we're just about ready to start the action. There is the buzzer. This is still talking with Coach Bolton. By the way, the coach for the Eagles is Ray Bearfield. Anthony Bolton for Vista in his second year. I have Samuels with three fouls for Vista and Montgomery with three for the Eagles, the only ones that are in danger here. All right, Vista with the ball. Kaya Morris outside, guarded by Redfield. Now Isaiah Morris. The ball goes out, and they say knocked out of bounds. That would be by K.D. Redfield. Inbound to Torres Samuels. He brings it down. And a long shot by Isaiah Morris. 3 points. Yao has six. Here come the Eagles. And ball is... Who gets the ball? Oh, they count a personal foul against Micaiah Morris. Inbound. Montgomery with the ball. And number 32, Duke. And that's a three. Not. Vista. Behind by 12 in the front court. Micaiah Morris passes over to Samuels and keeps a nice jump shot for two. The ball is, it was almost stolen at one point, but then passed down deep to Redfield, who puts it in easily. 38-26. Just working the ball around. Samuels, he's far out. Over to Isaiah Morris. No good. And Shane Cooks made a valiant effort to retrieve that ball, but it went out of bounds. Redfield, K.D. Redfield, number 20, will inbound the ball. Down to Knox. He brings it down. And Knox goes all the way and puts it in. Nice. Nice play. That's 5 points for Knox already this quarter. 40-26. And there is Micaiah Morris. Got a long pass. And there is a long shot. Purdue, no good. Eagles rebound. And that's a long shot. 32. Well, these guys are not only big, they can shoot well. 43-26. And there is a timeout. 43-26. 5:18 left to go in this third quarter. You know, about, somewhere around 2005, a year or two, give or take, Vista had one player who was 6'8". Remember that? And I believe he left school and went back to a prep school back east. That's what I was told. I have no idea what happened to him. other than that, really the only, you know, the occasion of their player who's 6'4", 6'5". But that's it. And we have run into all sorts of teams this year who have players 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", 6'10". I don't know. I don't know how many of them end up on one team. All right, it's 17 point difference here, 5:18. Looks like Vista will be inbounding. Isaiah Morris. And he's over on the other side. So, no, got to unbound it over here by the scorer's table. Flynn, inbound. For Samuels with the ball. Boy, another timeout. No, I didn't see who gave that timeout. 5:11. You know, High Tech Radio has a number of things, and we hope to have more in the future. I have a section where I have interviews. I have one interview, for instance, with Johnny Mandel. And you might say, well, I don't know who that is. Well, you may know one of the songs he wrote, The Shadow of Your Smile, which was one of the big hits of the 1960s. He wrote the melody. And I have some other interesting interviews. All right, Vista. Ball. And it is fast. Oh. Who do they say? Passes. It looked like it may have been off of Coates, but they say last touch by the Eagles. All right, Vista inbound ball. There's Flynn into Coates. There's Flynn again. And, well, the shot clock went off. And okay, at the other end, Isaiah Mobley puts it in. Vista can't make the basket. Oh, they can't. They call a palming the ball on Evan Mobley, and I think that was a good call. So Vista will take over, but it's now a 19-point deficit. Unless they can pull off a miracle here, this will be by far their worst defeat. And the worst defeat before this. Oh, and the ball is lost. Pass to Carter Starnes gets away from him. Here's Mobley. No good. And, a nice drive by Cora Samuels. He'll get a free throw. Knox is charged with a foul. So it's 45-28. Score was 33-21 at halftime. So the Eagles have scored 12. Good on that free throw by Samuels. You know, it's 19 points. Another time. Oh, yeah, another timeout. We're still in the third quarter. I think that was. Well, I'm not sure who was going on. Oh, and in terms of timeouts, I noticed that Vic has 4, and the Eagles have only 1. Going the way things are, they may not need another timeout. Well, it's going to be Eagles ball. And here comes. And that was an alley-oop by Isaiah Mobley. It's now 47-29. And the ball is taken. Well, a big scramble. Finally, it is picked up by Doris Samuels, and he makes a short jump shot, 47-31. Eagles with the ball. Isaiah Mobley handling the ball outside. There's a whistle. I think that is going to go a timeout charge to Vista. 3:16 left to go in the third quarter. Yeah, that's a Vista timeout. Vista still has three. Boy, in the old days, there were just two officials for basketball games. Now they have three. Of course, for pro football games, what is it, seven or eight? Plus the guy in the booth. 47-31, a 16-point lead. This has scored 10 in this quarter, and the Eagles, 14. All right, this will be Redfield, JD, or KD, rather, in the inbounds for the Eagles. And Knox with the ball. Knox again. He's in the middle there. And a long shot. No good by... Well, how did they do that? Okay, well... Now they're going to call a foul on Vista. Let's see. 21. Is Fletcher Pope out there? Yeah, he is. So he gets a foul. The shot clock went off here just before this last little scramble. But Rancho Christian still got the ball. I guess they did it. Oh, my goodness. That was so easy. Number three, Isaiah Mobley, was along the baseline and stuffed it in. So it's 49-31. And there is a long shot, no good by Avista. Oh, and the ball gets away. And here comes Turner. Bring it down. A little over 2 minutes to go. And four, Evan Mobley. So it's 51-31. Vista with the ball. Isaiah Morris over to Taurus Samuels. There is a three-point attempt. In and out by Carter Starnes. And this is baseline drive. No, good. Eagles still with the ball. At four, number four, Evan Mobley. He has 11. Vista now in the front court. And there is Carter Starnes. And out and over to Isaiah Morris, and he hands off to Pope, who tries to get the basket. He doesn't, but he is fouled. Evan Mobley, minute 18, 53-31. Free throw, no good. By Pope. We'll get another. One 18 to go in the third quarter. Pope is shooting his free throw. Good. And Vista will put a little full court pressure here defensively. And the ball is inbounded to Evan Mobley. And the ball is almost lost by the Eagles in the front court, but they retain possession. Evan Mobley way outside. What's he going to do with it? Well, he's dribbling around. There's Chang. Number one, no, that's Park. That's Park, too. And that is the first personal foul charge to Shane Coates. Park, who now has six, will shoot a free throw. It's good. From the Panthers. See, that's Isaiah. Going to drive? Yes, he's going to drive. Puts it in, but that's not going to count. Knox. Knox is second. 38.4 seconds left. This inbound. And a nice drive by Samuel. 23 points for him. A lot of pressure defensively. And it paid off as the Eagles tried a long pass to get in the front court and it went out. Isaiah Morse will be bringing it down. Just a few seconds left in this third quarter. So, if Vista can get this last shot, and they don't. Throw it out of bounds. That was the man throwing the pass, and the guy supposedly wanted to catch it. We're not on the same page. Eagles inbounding. Oh, stolen by Isaiah Morris, and he passed to his brother. Three, 32. Knox is third in this quarter. So Vista will be inbounding the ball. Micaiah shoots and no good. So that's the end of the third quarter. It is 56-34. So we're about ready to start the last quarter of the game. This is scored 13 in that quarter. And the Eagles, 23. Let me get myself a little drink of water here. Rancho Christian will be inbounding the ball. Inbounded to Evan Mobley. Mobley, not Mosley, Mobley, M-O-B-L-E-Y. And the ball is stolen by Vista. And then it gets away from the Panthers. And Isaiah Mobley brings it down. Knox with the ball. And was that... That was a personal foul on Isaiah Mobley. Vista with the ball, front court. Isaiah, and this is, ball went to Matt Rivera, and he tried to drive, and he lost his footing. He fell down, and they said that was a travel. I think that's right. From the, and that's a personal, offensive personal foul on Park. And there's a whistle. I see there's some moisture on the floor where one of the players fell down. I don't know why these schools can't get a broom with a big mop at the end. I mean, it can't be that expensive. All right, Vista will put the ball in play. We're in the fourth quarter. Vista's down by 22. All right, front court. Kuvari, brother Samuels, over to Isaiah Morris. Isaiah Morris over to his brother and doesn't get it. That's a long shot. Evan Mobley gets the rebound. It's knocked. Okay, there's a whistle. Who's he? Let's worry. Purdue. His second personal. Eagles inbound the ball with a big lead. And whistle. Kuvari Purdue, third personal, Isaiah Mobley, makes a free throw, 57-34. Well, theoretically, it's not impossible to win this game, but boy, this would be one of the giant upsets, giant comebacks. And Mobley makes it. So it is now 58-34. Just there's a shot. Good. 2 points for Samuels. Oh, Vista gets it back. And Isaiah Morris, no, doesn't get it on that long shot. Mobley, Isaiah, rebound. Evan Mobley has it now. And a timeout. That's Vista's timeout. We're in the fourth quarter of this game. Vista trailing by 22. 58-36. But when you lose one of your best players and you run into another team that's got players 6'8", 6'9", 6'10", and they usually have two of those on the court at the same time, you can't do it. You just can't do it. And the school has 280 students. It's more or less 50-50. You figure out 10% of the boys are on the basketball team. Now, I don't understand that. And here is travel charged on Evan Mobley under the basket. Vista can hope to cut it down to a respectable score. And, oh, there's a nice steal by Redfield. 60-36. Micaiah Morris. And now it's Samuels, and he loses the ball. 20, that is Redfield. And he's going to get a free throw. Let's see who the... That is on Shane Coates. The second. 62-36. All right. Redfield. Yeah, he makes it. This will be Turner. No. Well, I can't see who it is that's coming in for the Eagles. Taylor with the ball. Oh, he tries to pass it into Flynn, but he loses out of bounds. On the front court. Nice defensive play by Shane Coates that blocked that shot. Here comes. And, oh, well, bad pass by Taylor to number one Park. And this time they're able to get the ball. Oh, my goodness. Big collision at the other end. Is that going to be a penalty? Yep, that is on Isaiah Morris, but that's only his second. 4:23 remaining, 63-36. Well, the Rancho Christian players are not just tall, they're good. Well, the big guys especially. Coach sits down and is replaced by Pope for Vista. Here's a free throw, no good by Park. So Vista's able to recover. Isaiah Morris to Taylor. In the corner to Matt Rivera. And Flynn has the ball. Taylor. He drives. That's no good. Are they going to call that a... Well, I don't know what that was. That was a foul on the Vista because the Eagles have the ball. Number two, Montgomery. There's Park from the quarter. No, taken by... I think that was number, I couldn't see really well. I think that was Turner. 65-38. Vista's way behind. There is a long shot. No good. Rivera, kind of a, and taken by Vista. Well, it's going to be Eagles ball. Vista just can't get it, too many shots off. Park brings the ball down. Eagles, front court. And he gets it over to Turner. Back to Park outside. Ball is stolen. Knocked away by Samuels and then picked up by... Oh, and Samuels able to put it in. He was well guarded, but got it anyway. Here is a long shot. No good by the Eagles. And that's going to be a personal foul. Charged to 15. Is 15 in there? Yes, he is. 15. That's Joshua Mantock. Here comes Gino Spirito, number 10 for the Vista Panthers, who will be coming in just a chance. Oh, that's a free throw good by Taylor. We'll get another one. It's 65-41. 2 minutes, 41 seconds remaining in this game. And he gets that one. 55-42. Mark gets the long pass. Oh, another travel. Travel on Evan Mobley. Matt Rivera will inbound the ball. And Evan Mobley sits down. And there is a nice drive. 2 points for Vista. So that is Isaiah Mobley. His third foul. That bucket is by Samuels. And he'll go to the free throw line. I have 29 points for Torres Samuels. No, good rebound by Isaiah Mobley. Eagles with the ball, front court. And that's a nice play. Feed to Turner, who puts it in. And that's Gino Spirito with the ball. Isaiah Morris, free throw line. And Taylor tried, but one of the guys slammed it back, and Eagles were able to get it in the front court. Shot no good. Follow no good. And finally, rebounded by Taylor of Vista. There's a long shot. So in and out by Samuels. 67-44. Several new players coming in for the Eagles. And a drive, no good, but put back by Evan Mobley for the Eagles. Minute to go. And the ball is stolen, and a big scramble for it, and last touch by the Eagles. Robbie Lowe comes in for Vista. Dallas Adams is not suited up, so he can't play today. Vista, bring it down. 45 seconds. There's a shot. No good by Samuels. And a baseline drive. no good, but controlled by the Eagles. And at the other end, a nice feed to Kavari Perdue. I didn't see who got that one. Who got that one? Did you see? 11? Okay. Got a little help here. Number 11, Chang. Got that one. So it's 72-46. Shooting a situation here. Free throw line for Isaiah Morris. That's one. And that is just 7 points for Isaiah. He usually just in double figures. And no good, but this Isaiah Morris gets the ball and puts it in. That's going to be... And that's the end of the game. 72-49. Vista physically just can't match up with these guys. Again, when your tallest player is 6'5", the other team has 6'5", 6'8", 6'9", 6'10", you can't do it. And I'm wondering how this school got so many guys that big. I don't know. All right. Let me see if I can. This is probably not exactly right. That'll be close. For the Eagles, Park, 7. Jordan Montgomery, 7, all in the first half. Isaiah Mobley, 22. Evan Mobley, 11. Katie Redfield, 7. Turner, 7. Knox, 8. And that's, no, wait, let's see. Chang, 2. For Vista. My goodness, Micaiah Morris did not score. That surprises me. Jordan Hilltalk did not play. I don't know why not, but he did. Torres Samuels, 29. Kavari Perdue, 2. Isaiah Morris, 9. Who else? Shane Coates, 4. And Mekhi Taylor, 2. Well, that's the final score, 72-49. Their season ends with 23 wins. And 9 losses, following up on their 28-5 record from last year. All right, this is Bill Rupp speaking for High Tech Radio. And remember, these games are archived almost immediately. We'll be back with football in the fall, and we have a lot of other things on High Tech Radio, such as interviews, a number of different music programs that I think you may find of interest. So I hope you'll give High Tech Radio a listen. Well, thanks again to Patricia Hartman, who does our technical work, streams these programs, and then puts them up for later listening on the Internet, on our website, hightechradio.com. And, of course, Eric Rupp wasn't able to be here tonight, but he helps out whenever he can. And this is Bill Rupp, and hope that you will join us again on High Tech Radio. Thanks for listening.